Hi there, so glad to be back and to bring you another edition from Pat Stewart's 2025 book, Love Stories. We all know that Pat was a supermom, but she solidified this title when she navigated international air travel with 7 kids in tow. Let's hear how it all came down in this week's podcast. Part 6, The Trip from Hell That Made Me a Supermom. As I routed our checked baggage before our trip, I made a decision that impacted the next 24 hours of travel that made my trip from Atlanta to Clermont-Ferrand, France, a trip from hell. In April 1974, my husband changed careers and went to Clermont to work for Michelin Tire Company. I stayed behind in Atlanta until school was out and our oldest child graduated from high school. Getting our 7 children ready to move to a new country was not easy. 5 were teenagers and not too keen on the idea of leaving friends and schools behind in Atlanta. I got passports for everyone, put our house up for sale, placed our furniture in storage, and packed bags to carry on the flight and others to check ahead. I worried that one of the older kids might stay behind and refuse to go. But that didn't happen. It was at the check-in counter that I made the bad decision. For some unknown reason, I routed our bags to Paris, not our final destination, Clermont-Ferrand. Why would I make such a stupid decision? I was here at the Atlanta airport, trying to keep up with 7 children boarding a plane to a new way of life. I had traveled on a plane alone only once before. With 7 children, our family trips were usually in a Dodge van to visit relatives in Missouri. Jack was always there to help keep up with them. I had never gone on a plane with this group of children. Yet I had the utmost confidence I could do this. If I had not yet thought of how life would be in France, the first few minutes on that plane brought it home to me and our youngest daughter, Diane. A stewardess asked 11-year-old Diane, "Why are you going to France?" Diane told her, "My dad got a new job and we're going to live there." "Do you speak French?" asked the stewardess. When Diane told her no, she handed Diane a French language magazine and told her, "Start learning now." That day still haunts me 38 years later. What was I thinking, not to route our luggage to our final destination? How could we have made that connecting flight? The fact was that the plane had left New York an hour late, making our arrival tight at best. We did not know enough French to ask what to do next. I knew we had barely an hour to make connections once we got to Paris. When we landed, we realized we had missed our flight to Clermont. We wandered around the airport, hearing the unique clicking of the flight departure board as it rotated every few minutes to update the schedule of arrivals and departures. That was a new sound to me that, all these years later, still resonates in my mind. I wasn't sure what it really meant, only that our flight was gone. Jack had spent the night in Paris and came to meet us at the gate. When we weren't there, he started looking for us. He found us, all 8 lambs wandering around the terminal building, wondering what to do next. We were so glad to see him and were happy to be together for the first time in 2 months. Jack proceeded to find out what we needed to do next. The next flight to Clermont was not until the following Monday. Since this was Saturday, we had to make another plan. "The only thing we can do is get a train to Clermont," Jack said. That meant getting 2 adults and 7 children to the train station. All these factors exacerbated our trip from hell. Consider that the 7 children ranged in age from 6 to 18. Then that routing decision came into play. In sending our bags to Paris, we now had to deal with not only our carry-on bags, but 8 more heavily loaded suitcases to carry to the train station. At the baggage claim, all 8 bags were there, the ones I had routed to Paris. My big mistake was sitting in front of us, waiting to be carried from the airport to Gare de Lyon, the train station. The next challenge was getting all of us and those bags on and off metro trains without losing any children or bags. These trains roar to a stop, open the doors, and disgorge the passengers. Those getting on must get themselves and their possessions on board before that door closes. I had visions of leaving 6-year-old Andy struggling with his bag at the stop. These trains show no mercy. No way to stop that train if Andy was still on the platform. "I'll help with his stuff," 16-year-old brother John said. With John's help, and all the other kids too, we got to Gare de Lyon and on a train to Clermont. The train ride was anticlimactic after those last few hours. We were dealing with jet lag and a language most of us did not understand. But we had all our luggage, our 7 children, and their father to keep us safe. That was the start of the most amazing year of our lives. We were living in the middle of France, had a home provided by Jack's company, and the opportunity to see Europe with those 7 children. There was no other way this family could ever hope to see France, England, Germany, Spain, the Netherlands, and other countries. We traveled in a VW bus with all those children. Surviving those first 24 hours was only the beginning of a year of challenges that we met together as a family. The decision to route our bags to the wrong destination was a mistake, but one that I did overcome. That series of events taught me that I was more than a wife and mother of 7 children. I was now an international traveler who could learn a foreign language, buy and cook French food, and buy services in that language. I studied French for foreign speakers. Before long, I wrote a cookbook for Americans in France called Cooking in France: French Ingredients Adapted to American Recipes, using my recipes and substituting French food for many ingredients. Now, 38 years later, when I write about those days, it is with a sense of what a really super mom I had become, and with pride I tell my grandchildren and great-grandchildren about our great adventure. And most of all, had we made that connecting flight, the checked baggage would be rounding that carousel in Paris while we came to our new home with only the clothes on our backs. Just maybe that decision to route the baggage to Paris was what made the trip one to remember, the trip that made me an international traveler and a supermom. Please come back next week as Pat describes the busy life of a retired mom, wife, grandma, friend, and volunteer. See you next week.